Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this teen's chesticles grew to triple G size following the COVID vaccine. Looks to me like they accidentally might have discovered the greatest side effect in the history of medicine. And you know, because of this, a lot of plastic surgeons just became anti-vaxxers. Since getting my shot, my girlfriends keep calling me Mr. Tripod. Looks like it makes my schwing-schwing bigger than ever. Just kidding. But seriously, this might have been Bill Gates' plan all along. Moving on, a large overweight woman confronted her boyfriend because he was looking at corn with petite skinny women in it. She doesn't know why he's acting like this. I'll tell you why. Because she's overweight and guys are attracted to thin women. In the land of the lard ass, the skinny girl is queen. I'm predicting that she's going to leave him and say that she's the victim and run into the arms of a Tyrone. This guy offered to go to the gym with her, but she doesn't want him to lead. She just wants to feed. Number three, Chris Tyson's ex-wife says that their son misses his dad and wonders where he went. This is so sad and it's going to mess him up for life as his dad has become a man. He's also apparently a pedophile. The best thing his mom can do for him at this point is just tell him that his dad has passed away. Another victim of the woke mind virus. Remember everyone, that Chris left this to become this. Up next, this Louisiana teacher pleads guilty to serving her students cupcakes laced with her husband's sperm. She was sentenced to 41 years in prison for her crimes. I wonder how anyone even found out. This is also messed up because teachers sleeping with their students are barely punished. We can only hope that she doesn't make it to her parole hearing. But seriously, murderers get half as much time for their crimes in Canada. Number five, this guy says you gotta be the side dude to understand how sneaky girls really are. Either that or you could just date a woman with a female roommate and then watch as the different guys come in and out of her place, going in and out of that roommate's cooch like a clown car. You just hope that guys aren't coming in and out with your so-called girl, while you aren't there as well. Moving on, do you agree that feminism is just a scam to allow women to take men's resources without bringing anything to the table in exchange? Feminism was designed to give women all the benefits of married women, but with any of the responsibilities of them. A side effect they didn't want to happen is that feminism also set men free. Now that men don't have to support wives, they don't have to work as many hours and reduce the tax revenue that makes feminism possible in the first place. Number seven, here's one of the dreams of feminism: that all males should be surveyed 24/7, past the age of 5, and every second of their lives should be recorded as possible evidence of something. But of course, this would never be done for women because they never do things like commit paternity fraud or make false accusations of men. Besides, if we survey all women, then we can also catch the imaginary rapists that are going after them. Up next, Blackstone is going to acquire Ancestry.com, giving the investment firm ownership of all the DNA from every person who's ever used the service. This is one of the reasons that I never use services like 23andMe, because once they have your DNA on file, they can sell that data to weapons companies that might be able to target your individual DNA one day. Not to mention, they can sell the data to insurance companies that'll raise your health premiums. Number 9, a furious husband divorces his wife after she leapt onto a stage to kiss a singer during a live performance, pretty much embarrassing him. I guess he wasn't content to sit in the cuck chair while cheering her on. Also, isn't what she did considered sexual assault? Remember, if your wife doesn't respect you, then she's not really your wife. She'll probably tell everyone he's a horrible man and that he overreacted by leaving her. She can't possibly be held to account. Moving on, the Daily Mail says that letting PDF files live out their perverted fantasies using child lover bots would help them stop harming children. Turd-flinging monkey thinks banning them is a bad idea. But does anyone really think that your average PDF file would stop at dolls? Actually, hear me out as I've changed my mind. Maybe we need to let them have one of these robots. It's not the wood chipper, but it's close enough. Number 11, Zuck the Cuck gets rid of fact-checkers at Facebook and Meta in an attempt to restore freedom of speech. He now wants his platforms to be more like X. Looks like Elon Musk won against the woke mind virus, and I predicted if X restored freedom of speech, then it would force the other platforms to do the same. And it's now happening. But I don't think Zuck would be doing this if Kamala had been elected. He would be doubling down on censorship. It's too late for Facebook, though, as no one really uses it anymore. Up next, here are yet two more teachers trying to molest their students. These two tried setting up a funky foursome with the students. Someone needs to teach female teachers not to grape. Also, what kind of punishment is forcing them to quit? How about firing them and throwing the book at them? They also wanted to make the room stink. Well, they should now be able to make the room stink every day in prison. But I bet they won't even go. Number 13, this woman wonders if men just stop growing chest hair. Yes, and women have started growing it. Maybe they're getting laser hair removal. Then again, maybe she should actually date some Italians because no laser can defeat their hair. Or the hair on Indian men as well. But I think the real reason guys aren't growing chest hair is because T levels keep on falling. As well as because guys are increasingly drinking Soylent, the soy-based protein drink. Moving on, here's another delusional woman saying that we need to normalize cheating, and that it's literally in our instincts, and that if you disagree, then you're probably insecure. This is women trying to change the cultural norm so they can continue riding the rooster roller coaster while they have a beta bob at home giving them attention, cash, and prizes. She wants to shame men for calling women out for being sluts. Women better be careful because we men are increasingly at the indifferent stage when it comes to women. Number 15, I think this story is so perfect that I had to share it twice. Zuckerberg pretends that going on Joe Rogan, getting a tan, and pretending to be human is going to make people like him after he's been drinking our data like a duck and censoring the truth on Facebook. He put the blame on Joe Biden just as he was leaving office, saying he forced him to censor people. He's gone from being a wolf to being a wolf in sheep's clothing now. Here he is wearing a cheap-looking t-shirt with a $900,000 watch. Yeah, he's just the average Joe. Up next, a Washington, D.C. cardinal says that mass deportation of illegals is incompatible with Catholic doctrine. He's just saying that because most of the illegals are Catholics coming in from Latin America. He's just pandering to his people so they keep putting money in the church's money plate. The church will not save us. It's too late for the trad cucks. They don't even have replacement fertility rates. Number 17, here's more insanity from European conservatives cracking down against same-sex partners using surrogacy to reproduce. Women like Meloni will try and ban surrogacy everywhere like they have in Italy, even as populations crash. They won't give up on their monopoly on reproduction and would rather make the species go extinct instead of allowing men to reproduce without them. This is the final boss to male freedom. Surrogacy as well as sex bots. Moving on, when Trump said that Canada should become the 51st state, Musk told Trudeau, "Girl, you're not the governor of Canada anymore, so it doesn't matter what you say." Musk probably heard Jordan Peterson say that Trudeau has the maturity of a 13-year-old girl, so Musk was simply addressing Trudeau in a way he could understand. Besides, Trudeau is a Swiftie, so it makes sense to treat him like one. He probably took it as a compliment being called a female. Careful, Elon. He might actually think you're hitting on him. Number 19, this might be one of the most accurate memes going forward. In Canada, we make 40% less than Americans, yet housing costs 50% more. Plus, our GDP per capita is crashing, and we don't have big tech companies to boost our stock market, which hasn't been able to keep up with inflation for decades now. The real joke about living in Canada is that it ranks 5th in the world for quality of life. America's ranked 22nd. That has to be propaganda. Up next, this has to be one of the worst miscastings of all time. And yet people still watched it, myself included, because the writing was good. Goes to show that most audiences don't care about what characters look like or their color if the scripting is good. Plus, she's a good actress, even if she looks like a bumpkin. This also would have worked if Ellen Page didn't go psycho or wasn't in her 30s. Would you rather be dead than look like this? Number 21, maybe it should be illegal getting nose jobs like this. Because just imagine learning about this when your firstborn child starts to grow up and has a toucan nose. Growing up, I knew a guy that had a nose like that until he got surgery. He married a woman that also had a nose job. They had children. I can't imagine what their kids are going to end up looking like. Whenever I see someone with a huge nose, it always takes me back to Princess Vespa from Spaceballs. Moving on, this asylum seeker targeted two women on a train and sexually assaulted one, but didn't go to jail because he told the judge he doesn't have any friends. He has no friends, Of course, he was lonely and needed a good Humpty Hump. Run free, lonely migrant, run free. And everyone wonders why millionaires are leaving the UK in record numbers. But he should have been sent to prison because he would have made a lot more friends there too. Number 23 women are asking, where are the good men? But they don't realize that they don't fit the description of a good woman. Yeah, but you're never going to convince them of that. According to them, every woman is perfect, but most men aren't. The funniest part is seeing women in their late 40s and older that have higher and higher standards while they have one foot in the grave. I blame simps and social media for their super high standards. Up next, when will all the madness end? If Canada joined the United States, it would be the largest state by population, electoral votes, and land area. Republicans should be careful adding Canada because it votes left, which would put the Democrats in power over and over again. But I think that Trump is just joking, but everyone is taking him way too seriously in Canada and running around like headless chickens. He's a master when it comes to trolling people, and this just proves Canadians don't really have a sense of humor anymore. Number 25 and the last one, which one of these would you bail out? I wouldn't bail out any of them because I get Lorraine of Bobbitt vibes from all of them. I just figure out ways to do conjugal visits. But if I really had to bail one out, it would be number 3. She's the one that looks the least like a mutt out of all of them. And by mutt, I mean mixed. On second thought, I would bail out all of them and then deport them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.